Dear people who keep company with God. Sometimes God's wisdom is found in the most unlikely places. In fact, Proverbs 1:20-21 says, "Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open square. She cries out in the chief concourses at the openings of the gates in the city. She speaks her words." I hear wisdom calling through some of our nation's troubles. I was curious to understand why our economy was in such a mess. The phrase toxic loan kept coming up. A toxic loan is a loan made to someone who really wasn't qualified to get a loan in the first place. Many were made with no income verification and often the belief that prices always went up. So if the person couldn't pay the payments, he could just sell the house at a profit and pay off the loan. It worked as long as prices were rising. Economic decisions and policies were made based on the belief that housing prices would continue to rise. We invaded Iraq because it was believed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. A nation was invaded and countless lives were lost because of a wrong belief. And, to make matters worse, before we invaded, Bob Jones prophesied that if we invaded, it would bankrupt our nation. Sometimes we can gain wisdom in retrospect. In other words, we learn from our mistakes. We look at our past and see decisions that seemed right at the time, but now we see they were not such good decisions. We should consider if wisdom is calling us to learn from our nation's mistakes. God has called us to co-labor with Him, 2 Corinthians 6:1. Therefore, He gives us decision-making authority. Yet, just because something is possible does not mean it is wise. I had a vision of a wisdom angel this past July, and some wisdom in retrospect was shown to me. Most of my bad decisions in the last season were based on a wrong belief. I was sincere in what I was doing, but I was sincerely wrong. But God wants us to be successful and do amazingly well in every area of our lives. He is giving wisdom in this new season to those who will cooperate with Him. We can change our lives by changing our believing. You can start by learning from your past failures. From time to time, God requires an accounting of what is past, Ecclesiastes 3:15. While at the same time He is our rear guard, Isaiah 52:12. It is not discipline, but a means to gain wisdom. Humble yourself and be honest, because wisdom is found in the low places, Ecclesiastes 7:4. Jesus promised us He would send us prophets and wise men to help us in these days, Matthew 23:34. Let's remember those wise and prophetic voices are sent to us so we will have good success if we will heed their counsel. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Wisdom is calling. Are we answering? Many blessings. Byron Wicker.